Okay, Ramban on Vayera. There are every parsha has amazing Rambans. This in particular does. I picked out two themes for today that I think are big themes in the Ramban and ones that matter to us. They're both kind of philosophical ones. You ready? Let's do the Akedah first. That's at the end of this week's parsha. Vahi achad v'rim o'ayilev o'alokim nisos Avraham v'yomer lov Avraham v'yomer hineini. We know the rest. Kach na espincha. Okay. Without peeking, what's the... There are a lot of philosophic issues surrounding the Akedah, right? The Ramban is focused on the word nisayon. What's the question?
Why does it say Mayan?
What's the problem with God testing people?
Doesn't he know the outcome?
Yes. These things that you know we normally pass by because we're embarrassed to ask, they barred the Ramban, and the Ramban actually writes them in his parish. Asks the Ramban, V'alokim nisos Avraham. He doesn't ask it, it's understood. The problem is, if we have free will and there's divine foreknowledge and all that, right, what does it mean that God has to find out if Avraham's going to do it or not? Doesn't God know in advance that Avraham is willing to sacrifice his son? Says the Ramban, Inyan hanisayon hu lida'ati. I believe that the idea behind God testing people is ba'avur hayot ma'aseh ha'adam rishut muchletet biyado. The Ramban never wavers from this. Key line, ma'aseh ha'adam rishut muchletet biyado. What does that mean?
Free will.
Free will, absolute free will. God, man's actions are absolutely free, and he can do them or not do them. And if you didn't get it, he says, im yirtze ya'aseh, v'im lo yirtze lo ya'aseh. Okay, so now, what's the test? The Ramban's leaving out one part. We have free will. God knows the future. Okay, how does it work? Says the Ramban, yikra nisayon. It's called a test. Mitzad haminuseh, aval haminaseh yitbarach. Okay, it's a test for who?
The testee.
The tester, God, already knows the answer. Right? Let's say, you know, it's the greatest teacher ever. She knows exactly what you don't know. Okay? She's giving you this test. I don't know why it said she. She's giving you this test because I thought of like a teacher who was a woman of mine. That's all. Okay?
A woman of yours or a teacher of yours?
It's not funny. Okay. Aval. So it's a test from Avram's perspective. Aval haminaseh yitbarach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitzavebo lahutzi hadavar minakoach lapoal. This is a very important line. Why is God, if God already knows that Avram's going to do it, why does he want him to do it? Because he wants him to be motzi hadavar min hakoach el hapoah. Any ideas?
From the ability to do it to actually doing it.
Koach is potential, poal is actual. Says the Ramban, it's a big philosophic point in the Ramban in a lot of places. Says the Ramban, there's a big difference between being able to do something and actually doing that thing. Now, there's a big difference in two sides. There's a big difference from the human being side. And what we'll see in a second is, also interestingly, there's a big difference from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. Let's just read it. It's a short Ramban. Let's just read it. Lihiyot lo, third line towards the end, Lihiyot lo schar ma'aseh tov, because God wants to give us reward for a good action, lo sachar lev tov bilvad. Not to simply reward us for being good people or for having good desires. You see the point? Says the Ramban, why does God want Avram Avinu to be willing to sacrifice his son? Because God knows that Avram Avinu is willing to do it. But in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reward Avraham, it's like God makes his own rules. He doesn't reward us for, in theory, being willing to do something. He rewards us for actually doing it. And there's a huge difference. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram a test in order to bring out what was otherwise a potential theoretical strength that Avraham had. That in theory, Avraham loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that he would have been willing to sacrifice his son. Now it changed from theory to practice. Okay, he wasn't just in theory willing to do it, but he actually had done it. Let's just finish this and we'll talk about it for a second. Vida. Ki Hashem tzadik yivchan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the tzadik. Listen to this. Only kishehu yodea bas tzadik sheya'ase ritzono. Only when God knows that the tzaddik will pass the test, does he test him. You'll think of examples to question me on this, but this is the Ramban. V'chafetz lahatztiko, when God wants to reward someone, then yitzaveh to b'nisayon. Then he will test him. V'lo yivchan et harishayim asher lo yishmu. But God doesn't test rishayim when he knows they're going to fail. V'hine, and the Ramban says definitively, blanket statement, kol ha-nisyonot sheba Torah le-tovat ha-menuseh. Every nisayon in the Torah is for the benefit of the person who's being tested.
Does that mean the intention is for the benefit? Or that the outcome is for the benefit?
With God, it's the same.
Well,
the outcome, when God wants something, is always the intended outcome. Right? Presumably, because the Ramban says he knows the answer, he knows what's going to be, and he only tests people. So in the Ramban's telling, a nisayon is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Right? He has somebody who's potentially good. And now he wants him to be actually good. He wants to reward him. So I'll tell you, I think about this for myself. I would like to believe, and I think everybody around this table is the same, that if I was walking past a lake, you know, and a little girl fell in the lake, that I would jump in to save her life. I say honestly, I would like to believe, and I really do believe on some level, that I would do that. Okay? But there's a big difference between believing it and actually doing it. On the day that I do it, right, I won't be a person who might do it, who could do it, who would do it. I'll be the person who did do it. And the Ramban, I think, is saying two different things. One is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to reward me for having saved a girl's life, even though he knew all along that I would do it. The rules of the game are such that he's not going to reward me for saving a little girl's life unless I actually do it. That's the first thing. But the second thing, and I think this is buried in the Ramban also, is that I will be a completely different person. And I think this is true. When we're tested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we pass it, right, we move on to a completely different level. Now I know. You know, again, you read things in Europe, whatever. Like, I would like to believe that if I found a piece of bread and everybody was starving, I would share it with people. But I don't know, right? But if you do it, then you know. Then you know that you are the person, you know, and I think it changes your self-perception. I know the little things in my life that I've done, you know, that are good, make you think that you're not fooling yourself. You really are capable of X. Yes?
Is this how Ramban rationalizes free will with God's foreknowledge?
No.
No,
this is a small piece of it. There obviously
right.
is a much bigger piece, but the Ramban is saying, with respect to a small piece, namely, when God intervenes directly in the world to test you, he's not doing it, he's not suspending your free will. Your free will, you know, governs all. He never interferes with your free will, although we'll come to some Rambans where he does. Yeah?
Well, then if Hashem knew that you would do it, then why doesn't he put you in that scenario?
So you're saying, why doesn't... So you're saying maybe I really wouldn't save the girl?
Maybe I wouldn't either because I haven't been to the test either.
I don't know. That. I feel like that's an easy question to answer, but I don't know how to answer
it. Just like based on his language, it seems like...
The Ramban's list of tests in the Torah is six tests, right? You know, the Ramban doesn't think that he tested every single person in the Torah.
Right.
So that's a good question. Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu always... So when you get into like topics like suffering in the world, so... Many philosophers, including Frum philosophers, will tell you that that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Yisurim are a type of test to see how you respond. You know, I would like to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tested me. Maybe not in as direct, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu never came to me to say, do X, right? But I don't think the Ramban is saying, you know, out and out tests that are you know, described as such in the Torah are few and far between. Doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't done it. Okay? Now, that I think is a Ramban that repeats many times. It's an unbelievably important one. We'll come back to it in a second. Just the next one, as long as we're doing the story, this is not for Ramban purposes. Vayara, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham? Read the second pasuk. Where is he going to do it? Al achad ha'harim asher omar elecha. So now, how is it looking in pasuk Dalet in the little third paragraph? Vayas hamakom merachok. So the question obviously is, how did Avraham know it was the makom if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not identified it? So the answer is, says the Ramban, quotes the Medrash, Ra'a anan kashur al hahar. He saw, you know, a cloud hovering over the Har Abayis. V'nizkayim bozeh asher omar elecha. That was the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to Avraham Avinu that was the mountain. I mention this only not because it's a significant Ramban, but because in the story, in the founding of our yeshiva, in the book of Erev Amital, there's a piece called Anan Kashur Al Ahar, that they came here in 1968, they had like a little hut in Kfar Etzion. We don't realize it, but we're on top of a hill. The yeshiva is built on like a hill where all the things around us are below us. And they were looking for a place to build, and Rav Amital said to these people, you know, what do you see? The Alosha was where they were giving it, and they said, nah, you know, it's just barren land. And he said, I see Anan Kashur Al Ahar. I see a mountain where we're going to build a yeshiva, and there's going to be a base medrash there, and God, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm always moved by that. That's the medrash. Take it or leave it. Now, thank you. Now, the same thing again. End of the story. Listen to this. What happens? The Malach cries out, Vayomar, Vayomar, Al Tishlach Yadcha El Anar Val Tas Lo Mu'uma, says the Apostle, Ki Ata Yodati Ki Yire Elokim Ata, V'lo Chasachto Es Bincha Es Yichidcha Mimeni. This should be a problem for what we just read in the Ramban. What's the simple reading of the Pasuk mean?
Now I know.
Huh?
Now I know.
As opposed to?
Now
no, before I didn't. Now it sounds like now I know as opposed to I used to not know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I think, but the Ramban kind of blows it away. The Ramban says, Ki ata yodati, look at the Ramban, mitchila haita yirato bekoach. There may be something deeper here than I'm explaining. Raman says, because originally Avraham had yiras shamayim, but it was only in potential. Lo yatza lepoal b'maaseh hagadol hazeh, but it was never expressed. You know, actually, va'ata now no da'a b'maaseh, right? Now it was actually known as an act. Va'yaz chuto shalem, and Avraham's merit was complete. Utehi mas chuto shalem ma'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So what I would think of as being a problem for the Ramban's sheet, the Ramban sees as support. But I think the deeper point is as follows. The Ramban says, Atayadati is true on some level. Meaning, God knew Avram was going to do it, but it was only true in potential. Now that he had done it, it's true in actuality, and that's a different type of truth. I think we find that in our own lives. This, you know, even things that are 99% true are only 99% true till you do them. When you do them, you know, it becomes true in a way that it wasn't true before then. And that's how the Ramban reads that pasuk. Okay. That's one significant idea of the Ramban today. And it's significant onto two sides. One is, with respect to us, how we feel about ourselves, right? Thinking, hoping we would do it, and then actually doing it. And on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side, that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu has limited himself. He's not going to reward us for being good. You know, like you think to yourself, I'll give you an example. You're the most charitable person in the world. Just happens to be that you live on a desert island. There's no one to give charity to. So the Ramban basically says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't reward you for being the most charitable person in the world. You would give away your money to a chipmunk if you could. He can't reward you for that. Those are the rules. Right? I find that to be a very significant idea in the Ramban. Now, a bigger and more famous machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, we'll see what we have time for, the very beginning of the Parsha. Everybody there towards the bottom of the first page? First pasuk in the Parsha. Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamrei, v'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol kechom hayom. Right? Everybody's bothered by the same question, although not everybody asks it. And that is, for what purpose, right? Normally when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up, so what do you look for? He says something, he asks something, he does something, and all you have here is Vayisaina Vayar Vinesh Lashana Shim Nitzavim Allah Vayavayasi Krasavim Pesach Vaishtachoitz. And Avram looks up and he sees three people, Nitzavim Allah. The first pasuk seems to have no connection to any other psukim in the Torah. Okay? And it seems like the parasha could have just started with Pasuk Beis, Vayisa Seinav Vayar. Everybody, whether they say it or not, is bothered by this question. Okay? So first we'll look at Rashi. Vayeroi lov, Lashon Rashi, the one we all know from when we were kids, Levaker Esachola. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu visit Avram Avinu? What was the end of last week's parsha? Right? We don't read parshios consecutively, but sometimes they should be read consecutively. Bris Mila. And the Medrash says, Amar Avchama Bar Chanina, Yom Shlishi Lemila Sohaya. It was the third day after his Bris Mila, Ubar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Sha'al Bo. Right? This is the first place in the Torah that the third day after Mila matters. Where's the second place? Shimon and Levi. That the third day is the really painful day after Bris Mila. Okay? That's Shechem. Okay? Now, Vihine, second line. Shlosha Anashim Hamalachim Shabo'elav Bidmut Anashim. Okay? Who were these three people? So this is Rashi. The three people who came were the Malachim who came to visit Avraham, and they appeared to be as human beings. Okay? And the Ramban explains why the third one. Okay, doesn't matter. Flip over. Now, here we go. Here's a very, very famous piece. We'll see what we can do with it. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam says as follows, Uvesefer Mor HaNevuchim Ne'amar Ki Aparsha Klal Uprat. It's a generality and then a specific. Listen to what he says. Amar HaKatuv Tchila Ki Nira Elav Hashem B'marot HaNevuah. Okay, first the Torah says, the introduction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram Avinu in a prophetic vision. Ve'echaita hamareh hazot. What was the prophetic vision? Here it goes. Ki nasa inav b'mareh. In a prophetic vision, he looked out, and what did he see? Three people. So, what's the Ram? What question is the Rambam really answering? The Rambam is answering the question of what's the first pasuk doing in our parsha? Right. Again, if you look back, the first pasuk just says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram Avinu, and it seems to be disconnected from everything that comes after it. So the Rambam has an amazing shot. The Rambam says, no, the first pasuk lays the groundwork for the whole story. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham in a vision. What was that vision? : pasuk vet. V'hine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav ayav ayat zikratam. You with me? Yeah. This is a very famous Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Okay? Give it third line. Vayomer, and in the vision he says to them, Imna matzati chen beinecha. It says the Rambam, Ze sipur masha amar b'mareha nevuah leechad mehem hagadol shebahem. What Avraham is recorded as having said in the pasuk really only happened in a prophetic vision. He never really said it. This is all right. This is all the vision that he had. Now the Ramban says, "V'im b'mareh," and if it's all in a vision, the Ramban says, "Then lo niru elav rak anashim achlim basar." Then, as far as he knew, again, everybody quotes this Rambam. Whenever you hear somebody quote the Rambam as having said, "Well, just because it's in the Torah doesn't mean it really happened. Maybe it was just a vision." This is the place. Okay, if you want to look it up, you look it up. It's in Chelek Bet. Perek Membet in the Mor Nevuchim. This is the place where the Rambam says sometimes things are recorded in the Torah that didn't happen. Okay, this is a very, very not mainstream position among Jewish philosophers, among Parshanim, but it's the Rambam, so you have to deal with it. So the Ramban is going to deal with it by completely dismissing it, but you know he has an approach. So the Ramban says, wait, you're telling me it didn't really happen? It was all a vision. Okay, so now the people sat down. Were they eating or not eating? And if all Avraham Avinu saw were people eating meat in his house, why does the Torah describe it as God appearing to Avraham when Avraham had a vision of people appearing to him? You with me? Because as far as Avraham was concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not appear to him. He closed his eyes and he had a dream that three malachim appeared to him. V'kacha lo nimtza b'chol ha-nevuot. Says the Ramban, that's not how prophecy works in Tanakh. Prophets know that they're having a prophecy. Okay, when God appears to Yechezkel, Yechezkel knows that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to him. When he appears to Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu, they all know. But according to the Rambam, Amar Avinu had no idea. V'hinei lidvarav lo lasha sara ugot. Right, what happens in the story? He says, she said, you know, prepare food for them. So he says, well, if it was just a dream, that never happened either. Okay? V'lo asa Avraham ben Bakar. And Avraham never ran and prepared meat. V'gam lo tzach hakas Sarah. When Sarah heard that she was having a son, she didn't laugh. Raka komare. V'in kein bo achalov azeh barov inyan ki chalomot hasheker. Kimato alat laharot lo kol zeh. The Ramban says if it's just a dream, then there's a lot of facts in the dream that don't matter at all. Right? We don't learn anything from the fact that Avraham ran and got food and that Sarah, you know, brought... there's nothing to be learned there. So Ramban says, according to the Rambam, there's all these facts that never happened and don't really matter. Next paragraph. We're just about done. V'chein amar b'inyan. It's the more famous one. The Rambam says the same thing in the case of Vayavek Ishimo. What's that? What's Vayavek Ishimo? With? No? Well, the Malach of Esav fighting with? Right. So the Rambam says, never happened. It was a dream. So the Ramban says, Shako mara nevuah. V'lo yadati. This is a good question. Lama hayat soleya al yirecho behakitz. The Torah is clear that when Yaakov Avinu finished with the fight with the Malach, he was limping. How do we know that? Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael askira nashe ad hayom hazeh, right? Ki naga b'kaf yerech Yaakov b'heyov ko'imo. So the Rambam says, according to the Rambam, it never happened. Okay, v'lo mamar ki ra'isi elokim panim el panim atinatzel nafshi. Why was Yaakov Avinu so excited? Ki anavim lo yifchadu she'yom musum mipnei marot ha'nevuah. Why are Nevi'im worried that they met God? Nevi'im meet God all the time. Ukva ra'a mare gidula v'nichbedet mizot. Yaakov Avinu had seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in greater places. Ki gam et Hashem ha'nichbad ra'a pa'amim rabot b'mare ha'nevuah. Okay? And then the Ramban goes on to say, and then wait, what happened with Lot? Did Malachim come and save Lot? Or was that also just a prophetic vision? The Ramban basically pounds away at the Rambam that there's no way to distinguish the prophetic vision from what really happened. And according to the Rambam, who saved Lot? Right? If it was just a vision, so who saved him at all? Who told him to leave? Who brought him out? Right? Go to the end of the next paragraph. Last two lines. Aval, he says, Yachshov shayu ha-masim nasim me'alehem. The Rambam would have to say that Lot had a prophetic vision, but somehow he followed through, like he did these things even though it was just a nevuah. And everything that was said about speech between these people is just a vision. And says the Ramban as clearly as he could, Ve'ele divarim sotrim hakatuv. The Rambam Shita is against the psukim, asur lishomam afki lahamin bahem. Okay, this is as mean as it gets. The Ramban says the Rambam is wrong. It contradicts the simple reading of psukim, and it's also to listen to him. Very, very important to know something about the Ramban. Not only did the Ramban have great respect for everybody, the Ramban in the great debate over the Mor Nevuchim, when they wanted to ban it, the Ramban tried to bring peace. The Ramban defended the Rambam. So I often think that, like, I think the Ramban was one of the greatest people who ever lived. Like, on a personal level, you see how the Ramban was offended by the Rambam's view here. He thinks it's completely wrong. He says, Asur l'shomam, and then he defended the Sefer against the critics who wanted to burn it. Right? Just says something about the Ramban. But the Ramban is unwilling to accept this idea that the Rambam has a stam, a prophetic vision. It never happened. And the real reason the Ramban can't do it is because he says, these things clearly did happen. Right? They clearly did inform Sarah that she was going to have a son. They clearly did go to Sodom and save Lot's life. If you read this, it's an exceptionally long Ramban, which is worth reading if you're interested in the topic, because the Ramban has a lot of proofs against the Rambam, and the Ramban has a few pages of discussion, which we're not going to do because we don't have time to do, but I'll just go to the end. The Ramban says, in the second to last paragraph, we'll just read a little bit, V'hine pirusha parsha zot. Here's the answer. Here's what happened. The Ramban is going to do is reject the whole question that got the Rambam off the track. Again, what's the fundamental question? The fundamental question is, what's the first pasuk doing in this parsha that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham and then nothing else happens? Right? That question bothered the Rambam so much that he was forced to say the whole thing was a vision that Avraham Avinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says it's not true. Look at the last parsha. The Rambam says Avraham Avinu just had a bris mila. Now the pasuk says that God appeared to Avraham Avinu when he was sick. He's sitting at the entrance of the tent trying to cool off because the heat is weakening him. Avraham Avinu was not intending to get a prophetic vision. He wasn't attempting to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nevertheless, this vision came to him. Why? Why? So says the Rambam in the next piece, the next paragraph, go to the middle. This is the main point. Says the Ramban, sometimes, this is an important yisod, which we'll see many times over in the Ramban. The Ramban says, sometimes God appears to a person. You know why? Just out of respect. Avraham Avinu had a bris mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited him. For what purpose? To be mechabed him. To let him know, you know what? I think this is a great thing that you did. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Mishkan, and it says, Vayirak for Hashem el kol ha'am, the Ramban says, why did he show up? The answer is, just to support the people. Just to make them feel like what they were doing was right. When the people saw the Ramban says, what did she see? Nothing. She just felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. If you could lahavdil, you think, you know, if a very important person visits you, just to show you support, right? You're under attack or something, and some famous person visits you. It just makes you feel better. Says the Rambam, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham Avinu? Just to make him feel good. He had a bris mila, and he showed up, and he had a gilui shechina. The gilui shechina was not to command him to do anything, was not to prohibit him from doing anything. The Ramban's chiddush is, the first pasuk shouldn't bother anybody at all. It happens all the time in Tanakh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits somebody just to show support, just like human beings do. And once you have that as the pshat in the first pasuk in the parsha, the question doesn't bother you at all, and the rest of the story fits in nicely. Says the Ramban, the rest of the story absolutely, positively occurred. And if I could say this, I would say that the Rambam Shita has really not been accepted in the mainstream of Jewish philosophy. It's not been accepted in the mainstream of Parshanut. You know, the overwhelming majority of Parshanim believe that the story of this at the beginning of this week's Parsha really did happen. It was not simply a prophetic vision. Okay, see you Thursday.